Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Brooklyn Boys. Podcast. It's slice time. Getting Slice reactions.
Who's wrong, who's right.
This podcast all depends on you.
Top facts are phenomenal.
Baby.
Tell all your friends you could be on. It's Slice time. Free dessert.
Slice time for Brooklyn Boys, episode number 283.
That was jingle version number 2. I keep telling you to load.
I like it. See? I'm making progress on jingles.
Only took since November.
Yeah. You know how it goes.
And in case you're not listening live or recently, it's February at this point.
Yeah, it pretty much is. But yeah, welcome to Slice Time. This is the show where you get to strike back at us and leave us your talkbacks. When you listen to the
iHeart back at us, just add to the conversation.
You can do that. Maybe tell a joke or so, or add to the
fun.
Funny.
I don't know about telling. Yeah. Don't tell jokes. This isn't like calls up with your best joke and stump the DJ.
I like to laugh on Slice Time.
I know. I'm not a fan of that joke of the day segment.
No. I'm just encouraging people to be entertaining. That's all.
Hey, Jimmy, I have a joke for you. This kid goes into it. Oh, that's so great. You win a t-shirt.
Wow. When did you become so bitter?
I'm not bitter. I don't like bad radio.
Well, yeah, it's pretty bad. But, you know, sometimes we need a little cheeky fun. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. Did you guys do Tell Us a Joke on the morning show today?
No, we did not.
Oh, okay. You guys are better than that.
Of course we are.
You're much better than that. By the way, 15-minute morning show, the Elvis Duran 15-minute morning show podcast, was it yesterday?
Yes.
On February 5th?
Yeah.
Scary Jones took it upon himself to plug Slice Time.
Yeah, I did a monologue about this podcast, about how
he went on and on. Everybody reached out to me like he was talking about it.
Of course, yeah, because honestly, you know, this is great. We're trailblazers in this industry. If you think about it, first of all, if it's your first time listening and wondering what's going on, this is the talkback button is only available through the iHeartRadio app. So when you listen to a podcast, a live station, whatever it is, you could talk back by pressing the microphone, right? So here we are, taking iHeartRadio's very prominent and important feature called talkbacks, right, and we're making a whole spin-off podcast about talkbacks. I think we're the first ones in our company, mark my words, to do this, right? So think about this.
Mark my words, somebody more famous will start doing it and get all the praise and the money.
Credit. And get all the money and credit.
Oh, Conan O'Brien. No, my God.
Oh, true. So just know.
Stuff works.
Just know. You heard it here first. A podcast just about the talkbacks.
Right. You watch. We'll talk. We'll fill you in when it happens.
Yeah.
When some big iHeart celebrity podcast is like, "Hey, everybody, you know, the you may know my TV show, but wait till you hear my talkback segment."
Right. So just remember when it was. It was back in November of 23.
We were the first.
The Brooklyn Boys were first. And if you hear of anyone doing this, let us know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Rat them out.
All right. Straight away, I see 4 talkbacks in a row. It has to be from one person because they were all
It's got to be from Ariel, who's always first.
The time stamps are like 3 minutes apart.
Okay. Well, the last 4 episodes have started with the same person.
All right. Let's see.
So let's see.
Hey, Brooklyn Boys, you're Brian Valdez. And it's always Bernie Scary. This is
from last week. He's late.
Brody, I can't do the podcast. I've been working out. They try me to new things. I'm crushing bricks and I'm jumping through and I'm walking malls and hitting turtles, and I jump into turtles, and you know, atrophying my muscles, but I'm jumping and I'm breaking bricks.
Is that supposed to be
a response to Skiri not being able to do the podcast two Wednesdays ago?
That's
because he worked out. Because
I was working
for a few minutes.
I was working out.
He's working out.
Don't make fun of the workouts. Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Yeah.
Hey, yep, Brooklyn boys, it's your boy Juan Valdez, and he's always Brody Skiri. Brody, I understand you. If they're pluralizing the wrong word or the wrong verb, it's a mistake. Would you please get it correctly? If they're stealing the horns is plural, not the verb. Can you just, you work for the news. Have somebody proofread it. For the love of God, it's not Jaguar. It's Jaguars.
Well, no, it's Jaguar, not were. See, you're wrong too, but I love the music. Man. By the way, did you, Skiri, did you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm this weekend?
I did not.
It was the season premiere of final season, season 12.
Yeah.
I will tell you the first, guys, if you haven't watched it yet, Curb Your Enthusiasm, the first 5 or 6 minutes is my life. One of them involves yelling at his phone, but the first two segments is absolutely me 100%. And I laughed because I looked like I was watching myself. Next one, sorry.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, your boy Juan Valdez, and it's always Brody and Skiri. Hey, Skiri, let's talk about this. Let's sit down and talk about this. You humble?
No, bitch, be humble.
It's $25 for one single French toast at Sadell's. That tower of things that you get, it's at least $100. That's $200 to $300 for brunch, motherfucker. Can we talk about this, really?
Yeah. Let me correct you. Let me correct you. First of all, let me comment on Sadell's.
Sadell's,
right. That French toast is not just any ordinary French toast. It's like a mile.
It's Sadell's French toast.
It's a mile high. It's huge. In fact, it's so big that three people could eat off of it and they'd still all be full. And like everyone would be full. But like you'd still have leftovers. The French toast is a thing at Sadell's. All right. So no, I don't want to hear it. As far as that the platter goes, first of all, sorry, but
next talk back. You know, like you do to me when I start talking on the talkback show.
I want to respond to this. Smoked salmon is one of the most expensive things. A lot of these Jewish delicacies are very, very expensive. And you were looking at the platter. The platter comes with a dozen bagels, a huge thing of cream cheese, feeds a whole table. So if you're going to order the platter with smoked salmon and tuna and egg salad, you get all this stuff. And you get like you get a bunch of bagels with it. So you split that by like 10 people.
See, it's worth it as long as you in your mind think it's really good. Keep telling yourself it's the best of that kind of food and it won't be expensive.
I've had listeners thank me in my DMs for sending them there.
Yeah, any of them Jewish? All right, let's move on.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, Brooklyn boys. This is Chris calling from North Carolina. Today is January 30th. I just wanted to say, what day is today? It's David Brody's birthday. What a day for a birthday. Let's all have some cake, except for Skiri. # first quarter Skiri. Woo! Brooklyn boys, Brody and Skiri.
Thank you.
Thank you for the birthday wishes. First quarter Skiri.
Skiri Jones, Danielle from Connecticut. This is your second weekly reminder to get the fucking jingles.
Yes.
And don't cop out and make Sam do it for you. That's bullshit. Be a man, get the jingles, and let's move on. I do miss them. As always, Brody and Skiri, slice for life. Ciao, ciao.
If I still worked there, I would bring the jingles home.
Keep saying that, and then I won't bring the jingles home.
Oh, don't be spiteful. Don't ask your own D to spite your face.
Hey, Brody and Skiri, Jamie from Queens here. Skiri, I think I figured out why you won't bring the jingles home. It's not bougie enough for you. You're more worried about these fucking high-tech video game bullshit workouts and ultra-exclusive velvet rope VIP shit Justin Timberlake concerts. I bet if they gave you a gold-plated USB drive to bring the jingles home, the jingles would be home that day.
All right, listen, Jamie, last week was my friggin' birthday week, okay?
Yeah.
I got to do some once in a lifetime things. Like go to see Justin Timberlake in a room that holds 1,000 people, which everyone was begging and clawing to get into. And I was just lucky enough because the president of programming, Tom Pullman, gave me his ticket. Mm-hmm. So I got a free pass from last week.
Well, my birthday was last week, too. You know what I wanted for my birthday?
What?
For you to bring the jingles home, you fuck. I didn't get what I wanted.
It's a jingle. It doesn't matter if it's on Slice Time or not. This time is the Slices time. And we say, it's a jingle, Siri. This is Rachel. Bye-bye.
Oh, why was that?
Because you didn't hit the jingle when I asked you to hit the jingle.
Oh, right. Yep. Yes, yes, yes.
Nicer when she says it.
Yeah, much better. Much more eloquent. Mm-hmm. I'll take it from the listeners any day.
Sure you would, you pervert.
Yeah, anyway.
Scary and Brody, Brody and Scary. This is Marilyn from Omaha. Okay, I'm replying to the Chad from Omaha. No, there is no Chad from Omaha. That sounds like the truck driver dude about the Jaguar. Yep,
100%.
You know, Chad is the male Karen. So, no. No, that dude is not from Omaha. 100% that dude is not from Omaha. Love you guys. Slice for life.
Thank you. That, by the way,
she has the best sounding phone so far.
Yeah.
Totally clear. It must be an Android.
We like her. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, basically, she's the jig is up. This guy's doing multiple voices.
That guy was definitely our friend, the trucker.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something there. He had the same inflection. It was definitely him.
Yeah.
Right. You busted.
Hey, guys. This is Jose Hernandez from Puerto Rico. I have a question for Juan Valdez or Vasquez, whatever his last name is. You speak English with an accent, like I do, and you don't speak Spanish. What the hell is buenas nachos? What is that? You meant buenas noches?
No, it's a joke.
Man, get it straight. Or maybe is it that you're an alien? Makes sense.
When it's nachos. Nachos is a joke. It's a play on words.
Yes, Juan speaks Spanish, but he could be an alien. He's got a point there.
I'm okay with it.
He may have built the pyramids.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, Brody and Scary, Scary and Brody. This is Lisa from Syracuse calling about episode 282. Talk about the Scrum Masters. Yep. Have to say, my daughter is a Scrum Master. When she first got the job, nice. I'm like, what the fuck is that? But I can tell you, she's the best bitch of all bitches. Have a great day. Bye.
Nice. All my right. daughter, the Scrum Master. Like it.
Hey guys, Jose Hernandez from Puerto Rico again. I just gotta say, I love Slice Time. It's a great idea, and I enjoyed it pretty much. So keep up the good work. Thanks for making us laugh.
Thank you,
guys.
Now, if only the other half of the slices would feel the same way.
He speaks English beautifully, yet he mispronounced a lot. He said pretty much. So I pretty much like Slice Time. I feel like what he meant to say was, I freaking love Slice Time.
Yeah, of course he does. Yeah, I know what he meant.
I know what he meant. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, if only all the slices felt like he did.
Listen, there's some holdouts. We'll win them over. Where till I hear the second version of my jingle?
Scary and Brody, Brody and Scary, Scarody, Thani from Connecticut here. I have a question for both you gentlemen. Mm-hmm. What do you think will happen first? Your beloved New York Mets winning the World Series, or Scary finally paying for that steak dinner he apparently owns Brody for? Why do they call it the World Series if only North American teams compete in it?
I can explain
that. Keep up the great work, boys. Slice for life.
People ask that question a lot. Why is it the World Series? Because at the time that the World Series was invented or became a thing, America was the only place playing it. And I don't know if you've noticed America, which, by the way, I love. This is not an insult. We're very America-centric, right? Like, we invent things, we start things, and if we didn't invent them, we claim we invented them. We're very proud of our flag and our colors. So when we invented a sport, we're like, well, what do you know? One's playing it. It's the World Series. And then eventually it caught on, and there's other countries now that play baseball. And it's great. The World Baseball Classic is fantastic. But it wasn't like Japan had a league at the time and we still called it the World Series. We were the only ones, and we're like, well, no one else is playing it. So, by the way, the World Cup is coming to Jersey, right not far from where Skiri and I live, closer to Skiri. Already people are asking me, Am I going to be renting out my house to people or renting out my driveway to park or whatever?
The World Cup has the impact of seven Super Bowls. Picture the Super Bowl times seven. That's how many. That's how much many people it reaches. How the impact is financially. It's crazy. So yeah, that is going to be in July of 2026.
But here's what I'll say, personally, still not interested. So I get tickets, I will sell them.
That's where I draw the line. I'm interested.
Yeah, well, you go to any event. If it's an event, you go.
It's a pop culture thing. How do you not go?
Because I don't want to be in a seat when a real fan could be there.
Well, I'll pay top dollar.
You would. You maybe Tom Pullman will give you his tickets.
That would be great.
Scary and Brody, Brody and Scary. This is Randy in Dixon, Tennessee. I'm right outside of Nashville. Just wanted to say that I'm getting caught up binging some episodes and finished number 280. It was indeed a very special episode. It did blow my mind, though, that it blew Scary's mind that Michael McDonald is white. Just had to say I thought that was pretty hilarious. And my app keeps crashing when I'm recording these, so hopefully this isn't like the seventh one that you've gotten.
Nope, it was the first, the one and only.
You've been there. You've been there. Don't you? Didn't you used to love Dixon, Tennessee?
Dixon, Tennessee?
Yeah, you love Dixon, Tennessee, don't you?
I love Dixon. I really love Dixon in Tennessee, yes.
That's right. It's a beautiful place.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
You said to me, you came back, you're like, I love Dixon, Tennessee. I'm like, is that why you keep going to Tennessee?
Over and over. It's over the gift, and over. Gift that keeps on giving.
We're coming.
And yes, Michael McDonald, very soulful sound.
He's white.
He's white.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, it's Devin from Vermont. In regards to episode 281 about Scary's girlfriend being an alien, have you guys heard of the Heaven's Gate cult? And fuck Juan Valdez. Ooh. You dick ride, Brody.
Oh, shit. You dick ride. He's saying that Juan Valdez has a hard on for you, Brody.
Oh, he's a dick ride.
Dick rides you. I see a little bit of that.
What did he just say about the
Heaven's
cult?
The Heaven's Gate
cult. Yeah. Aren't they dead?
Was that Marshall Applewhite where they all had to, they were in a compound.
It's always a compound. Don't live in a compound. It never ends.
They all ate poison applesauce and went to sleep.
Yeah.
Marshall Applewhite. Google him. Weirdo.
Mr. Skeery Jones, this is DJ from South Jersey. You need to get the jingles, bitch.
Okay.
I actually think that Mr. David Brody over there might have to make a jingle about the jingles. That'd be pretty hilarious. Get the jingles, bitch.
I could do something like that, but then he won't play it.
Are people that into the jingles?
Yes, they loved it. Listen in order.
It's the only one people keep naming. What are the other jingles I didn't bring home?
Well, there's two listen in order jingles. You didn't bring home any of these celebrity IDs. You can bring home Jimmy Fallon.
Half of those people aren't celebrities anymore. They're just
Jimmy Fallon's a celebrity.
Jimmy Fallon, yes.
Joe Gatto recorded for us. Michael Rappaport. Sebastian Maniscalco.
All right. I'll bring home the fucking jingles.
Thank you.
Leave me alone.
Bring the jingles. Bring the jingles.
God damn it.
Bring the jingles.
Isn't there something more to talk about?
Stop being a lazy fuck and bring the jingles.
There's got to be more.
He wrote a jingle about bringing the jingles home.
Surely we provide more compelling content that's worthy of talkbacks than
it's
me.
It's a giant hole in our lives as podcasters that you don't have these jingles.
Man, what would we talk about on Slice Time? What would talkbacks would they leave if I actually do bring home the jingles?
I don't know. If you bring home the jingles and buy me a steak dinner, we're fucked.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone would go silent.
So busy. I got all kinds of things to do. I gotta go to meetings, gotta go ahead and make deals, get a diaper endorsements. Bring the fucking jingles, Scary.
Wow. I didn't realize it impacted people's days this much.
Dude, people want what they want. Give the people what they want. This podcast, Slice Time, is about the people.
I get it. You know what?
Apparently you don't.
I'll bring them home for the slices, but not for you, Brody.
That's fine.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, it's English Brian now living in Jacksonville, Florida. You reference the Jaguars. In England, we refer to them as Jaguars.
Yeah, like the car.
So, Slice for Life, keep up the good work. Thank you. Bye.
Love that guy.
Yeah, you ever hear the commercial for the car? This is the new 2024 Jaguar.
Jaguars.
It's like arthritis.
This is Sparta! Just call it that, Jim. Just say that, Scary. Because you trying to do a commercial and say the name over and over again, and they do him. All kinds of shit.
That's the trucker.
Aside from making you do Dance Dance Revolution, sneak one past the goalie, hopscotch, whatever the fuck it is. Good for you that you're working out, but stop trying to get one over on Brody.
Okay.
You recognize that voice, right?
Yeah, that's the guy who talks like this.
That's him.
That's him. Yep.
Because he does the slow and then the fast.
We got you, Pat. Yep. We know your cadence. You can't
cadence
fool
us. Is there.
You can't fool us.
Can't fool the cadence masters.
Hey, Brooklyn boys. It's Caitlin and Luke from Long Island. This is our first talk back, so I'm a little nervous. I don't know why. Anyways, hey, Mark. That's our husband. He's not with us now. We're in the car on our way home from daycare. Anyways,
she made it sound like he was no longer with us.
We want to express our sincerest condolences for the loss of Mama Scary and Mama Brody. We got a lot of great content from them on the podcast. So we love you. Can't wait for more episodes. And you definitely need to do it in person with you guys together. Love you. Bye.
Yes, we need to do an in-person podcast. When is that coming up?
I don't know. But who was Luke? Was Luke her son?
Luke.
I didn't hear Luke on that.
No, Luke, he is your father.
Oh. They're very good. Nice Star Wars reference. Very nice.
Brody and Scary, Tamara from upstate New York. I haven't sent a voice message in for a while, so figured I would weigh in on the grammar issues that Brody brought up on the last podcast.
Bring it. Love it.
He is correct.
Thank you.
120% on each one. There's no debate. I'm not a teacher, but my mom was, and same. I absolutely am part of the grammar police crew. All of my friends always give me a hard time for correcting grammar. So I got cut off. This is Tamara again. Just wanted to end this by saying again, Brody, you are 120% correct on every single one of those.
Thank you.
I personally don't know how people can listen to those and not understand that there's a grammar issue there. But
yes,
that's just me and Brody, apparently. All right. Bye, guys. Love you both. Happy birthday, Scary.
Oh, thank you so much. All right. We're about halfway.
That was a good call.
Yeah, nice. We're about halfway through.
All right. We'll be right back.
With Scary and Brody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Lots of talkbacks this week. We love when you have a lot of things to say. But enough about the jingles, okay?
Nope, never enough. You guys, it's your show. You talk about what you want to talk about.
Happy birthday, Scary. This is Cindy from York, Pennsylvania. Nice. I, too, turned 50 years old on February the 6th. February 1974 rocks.
Yes.
And just know today. That your mom will be there with you on your birthday, the same as she was the day you were born. With her arms wrapped around you. And Brody, to you, my condolences as well. God bless. Have a good day. Thanks.
Very, very, very sweet. Thank you so much.
I didn't get the birthday one, though.
Well, it was already a week removed from your birthday.
Four days apart. Come on now.
Hey, Brooklyn boys. This is Chris calling from North Carolina. I had left a talk back earlier this week.
Yeah,
hopefully it didn't get deleted. If it
we
did,
it.
Brody, I owe you one. And if it didn't, then we're good. Other than that, today is February 3rd, and this message is for the bougiest Brooklyn boy ever. Happy, happy birthday from all of us to you.
Hey.
We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Woo! Brooklyn boys, Scary and Brody, Brody and Scary.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Hey, Brody and Scary. And yes, it's going to be Brody and Scary. This is Kelly originally from Bensonhurst.
Nice.
And now living in Long Island. Scary, you left out the most important part of your story about Justin Timberlake tickets. Elvis gave in and he's still buying you tickets. You forgot that most important part, so you owe Brody a steak dinner.
Thank you.
Elvis said, despite me trying to turn down the tickets he was going to buy me, he's going to buy the tickets for me anyway because he doesn't go back on his word.
Right, like some people.
Yeah. Me, however.
You went back on your word.
No, owe me a dinner. I never said that. I never said you I was giving you dinner.
You take those tickets from Elvis, you owe me a dinner. And you're still getting off easy. Those tickets are worth thousands of dollars.
I bought you that dinner twice.
No, you didn't.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, Jimmy from Queens here. You guys were talking about guard dogs. Well, a guy in my building trained his big dog a little too well to be a guard dog. No one had heard from him in like 2 weeks. So his brother and the cops went to go check on him at his apartment, and the dog was in such guard dog mode that they had to trank the dog like 5 times to get him to calm down enough to go in the apartment and check on the guy. And it turns out the guy had died in his apartment. Oh.
I thought she was going to say the dog ate the guy.
That's where I thought she was going to.
Yeah.
But still sad.
Still terrible.
Awful.
Oh, speaking of eating other things, on the next episode of the Brooklyn Boys main podcast, I've got a story. It's disturbing me like for 4 days now. So,
hey, I'll tell you. But so it really pains me to agree with Scary, but I have to this one time. I think that we are really self-centered if we think that there's no other intelligent life form in the universe, in the entire universe. I'm not saying there are little green aliens, but we can't be the only intelligent life form in the universe.
Thank you.
Sorry. Maddie from Brooklyn.
I'm not saying that there's no other life form.
The only time I agree with Scary. Bye.
All right. I'm just saying they're not hanging out in a mall in Miami. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, Brody, you know, answer me. I ask you why the slices don't like the slice time. You said on the Facebook group, I'm not on the Facebook. Why they don't like the slice time?
I don't know.
Okay.
It wasn't me who had the idea. Someone on the page said they don't like it. It's not my fault.
Brooklyn boys, this is Nick. Gary Jones, happy birthday, my man. Actually, happy belated birthday. And I think you will get to the point where you can also do 27 push-ups and 27 sit-ups. And
over the course of 6 months.
You know, sweat your ass off. Because you sound very motivated about that gym. And I'm very, very excited to see your progress.
Thank you. All right. We're getting there. We are getting there. Slowly.
He's got a half pack.
Slowly but surely. And it was not belated. My birthday is February 3rd.
Well, it's belated because we're playing this on the 6th.
No, but he left that on the 3rd, so it was not belated at the time.
Yes. Okay. Yep, fair enough.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, this is Nick again. Think of it as a part two, whatever. Hey, David Brody, to your wife, to her also, a separate shout-out to Mrs. Brody. I don't know which year the birthday is, but it's also a big deal. And you guys are just so fucking funny. Talking smack to each other about 40 and 50. I'm looking forward to being 40 now. Goddamn. Fuck yeah.
Yep. It'll be there sooner than you know it.
And thank you for the birthday wishes for my
wife. Hey, this is Nick again. One I have time. To fucking leave this message. Yo, Scary Jones, you are so natural. You have a talent for fucking commercials. It's like organic as fucking kale chips or whatever they say. You're like so fucking great. You just casually was sliding the website name. I fucking love it. I love it. Take care, y'all.
Somebody appreciated it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the doctor did, so to speak.
Yeah. Not a doctor per se.
Damn, Scary Jones. You should have swallowed pride or whatever fuck you had at that moment. What? And you would have yourself some freaking nice seats to a Justin Timberlake concert. We're talking.
Oh, he did.
Separate entrance. Private bar, separate bathroom, good seats.
You know,
man, dude, you could have had it all, but you had to do your principal bullshit tangent. Oh, well, it is what it is.
Well, even though I stood by my principal, yeah, Elvis still offered me the tickets.
Because you knew he would. That's the way Elvis is.
That's how he rolls.
It's a win-win for you, Elvis, because you know you're going to. No, Elvis, you don't have to. You know he's going to anyway. He's generous like that. So you got credit.
Happy belated birthday, Mr. Brody. Hope
thank you.
You had a great birthday this year and nobody gave you a hard time over at the doctor's office, the pharmacy, the bakery, the grocery store, any restaurants, or any place like that. And I want to wish a very, very happy birthday to none other than Mrs. Brody. Hopefully your cheap bastard husband didn't cheap out this year and go down to Canal Street Market and buy you some knockoff shit.
Well, did you buy her some knockoff shit? What did you get
her
for?
I did not buy her knockoff shit. It was not knockoff shit.
Okay.
Trust me, it was.
Hey, guys. Hey. You know, God darn it, I don't know how it slipped my mind, but I just totally forgot. I usually mark it down on my calendar every year, but this year it just went right past me. Today is none other than Mr. Warwick Davis's birthday.
Oh, the from actor the Star Wars from movies.
The Leprechaun movies.
And Star Wars.
I just got a kick out of all those movies, and I want to wish him a happy birthday, Mr. Davis.
You see what he's doing there?
As he was in Harry Potter movies. He was in Return of the Jedi. He was in Ewok.
You see what he's doing there? He's leaving these talkbacks and deliberately leaving my birthday out. As he did this on February 3rd.
I don't think that's accurate.
Hey, guys, it's me again. Mr. Scary, I'm sorry. I was just messing with you.
Of course you were.
I just had to do it. I couldn't resist it. But anyways, I want to wish you a happiest of birthdays. Hope you have a great time at Saturday Night Live. Mm. A great vacation with your family. And when you come back, hopefully you'll have that golden mic in your hand and you can spit all over it. Happy birthday, Mr. Scary.
I thought he was going to say, and hopefully after that, you'll bring home jingles.
I was waiting for that.
Yes.
By the way, you'll talk about on the Brooklyn Boys. I want to hear about your SNL experience.
Yes.
And how you got on the stage and behind the stage. Holy shit.
Yeah, I got to walk through the door.
All right. Well, I want to hear details.
Hey, guys. Episode 283. Brooklyn Boys. Scary Brody, Brody Scary.
What's your name?
We are drunk as fuck. Loving the episode.
Nice.
It's like 3 a.m.
It is.
Eating spaghetti tacos. Love you guys. Good night.
Wait, he left the second one at 2:53 a.m.
He drunk backed us.
I love this.
Part 2 of drunk as fuck. Findlay, Ohio. You gotta tag the place we're from. Name's Elijah. Scary Brody. No. Yeah, Scary Brody. Brody Scary. Oop.
Wow.
See, hey, he's drunk. That's why he said your name first.
Of course. Now, listen. We like drunk backs.
Drunk backs are good.
I encourage all the slices at the craziest time.
If you're
time.
Of age.
If you're drunk or high, that's the time to leave us a talk back.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Hello, Ariel from upstate New York. Brody, I know you responded to the video that I tagged you in. I also tagged Scary in it, but he never responded. Scary, did you actually get a chance to watch the video? It was a video of a UFO, and it looks like it was from the Pentagon themselves, and the Pentagon is like real, so you know that the video has to be real.
Yes, that's. I did watch it. I did. But I don't... If it was done on Twitter or X or whatever the case, you're losing me. I don't know my thoughts about that. But anyway.
It was a Pentagon video. I just want to remind everyone that UFO just means it's unidentified, it's flying, it's an object.
Right.
Doesn't mean it's an alien.
But it could be. You don't know that for a fact. You don't know it's not. You can argue both sides of that. But anyway.
I'm saying people hear the term UFO, they think alien.
Right.
It just means they can't identify it.
It could be
a Chinese spy plane or something. You know what I'm saying? It could be anything.
Yes.
We don't know yet. They have not identified it. That's all.
Yes. And I think the video spoke for itself. And by the way, if you're leaving stuff for me on X, Twitter, whatever, I'll see it like a week and a half afterwards.
I'll see it right away.
Yeah, you will.
You know what?
You like that old technology.
I have to skim through people mentioning me on Twitter and the whore bots.
It's such a has-been social media platform.
The slut scams.
I hate it.
The trashy fake women accounts that all have 4,300 followers. I'm sorry, they follow 4,300 accounts. And they have 50 followers. Every one of them. They just keep following each other. That's what Twitter is now.
Twitter.
It's just skank bots.
No, it's awful. Awful. All right. More.
Yeah.
What's going on, Brooklyn boys? It's Caitlin and Luke in the line at Starbucks. Caitlin and Luke Zaccaro. Slice and baby slice for life.
See, I told you. Baby
Luke
slice.
Is not happy right now because of that stupid friggin' Amazon commercial. Them and me. No one cares. Amazon Medical. That's stupid, them and I. If you don't know what I'm talking about, and you probably don't live in the Tri-State area, but it is god-awful. Slice for life.
Thank you.
It sounds like it's something that's going to piss me off. I can't wait.
Brody and Scary. Scary and Brody. This is Josh from Ohio. Just listened to the episode of the Brooklyn Boys. It was nice of Brody to wish his wife a happy birthday. Didn't know this was a birthday podcast. Maybe it is now. I don't know. Don't tweet me. Love you guys.
I certainly won't.
Enjoy your weekend.
I hate Twitter. Thanks.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm not calling it X. I'm not. It's Twitter. I don't give a fuck. Because you know what they do on the news? Hold on 1 second. Every news channel, every celebrity channel. Oh, did you see what happened on X? You know, formerly known as Twitter. Enough already. Enough. Yeah. It's either Twitter or it's X, but you don't have to tell people.
Just finished this episode, and I believe
which episode?
In the commercial with Santiago, he's saying, and she's a thief, in reference to the game Dice Dreams.
You're right. A bunch of people have DM'd me that the little kid's going, is he the thief? But he sounds like he's saying, thief is thief.
Hmm. All right.
But yeah, she's a thief is what he was saying,
these are,
I guess.
Continuing on, episode 283, The Cheesecake Factory of Lies. Oh, this one came in at 10 to 5 in the morning. This should be good. Two in a row.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is Chad from Omaha. Yep. And I agree with Skiri. All that grammar stuff really puts me to sleep.
You can hear it, right?
I think Brody should consider doing another podcast just for that. Let him boys. And the lawyers argue about that all they want. I don't care to hear it. Thank you.
That's character number two of the three.
Oh, and one more thing, gentlemen. By the way, this is Chad from Omaha.
No, it's not.
I am not Foghorn Leghorn.
Yes, he is.
That is ridiculous. But I do have a theory on that, and let me tell you, I think that Foghorn Leghorn is none other than Steve from the Bronx over there, or maybe even Juan Valdez.
Nope, not even close. Not even close. The jig is up. We know it's you.
Even the girl from Omaha called before. She's like, he's not from Omaha.
Brooklyn Boys, Mike from Wisconsin here. Scary Jones, take a fork and stick it in that steamed broccoli of yours. You owe him a fucking steak dinner. Stop trying to backpedal. You just fucked up and said you tried to buy him a steak dinner.
I did. Twice. Come on
now.
Twice.
Yep. Buy him a steak dinner.
I did.
Maybe get your tickets. You fucked up and admitted it. Love you guys.
You said I tried to buy him a steak dinner twice. Therefore, you failed and you stole me a dinner. Thank you. Move on. Next call.
Hey, shout out David Brody for the Slice Time jingle. That is groovy, man.
It's fire.
Thank you.
I see you guys at the club. David Brody at the table holding court, telling jokes with a bottle of Bailey's.
In 1985.
And Scary Jones sneaking away to the bathroom to do a line of blow with his boys. Slice for life.
Oh, my God.
He's got me on the Bailey's. I don't drink, but boy, I love Bailey's. With, you know, a little milk in it, maybe? Little coffee.
Hello, Brody. Ariel from upstate New York. I just want to say that was a really shitty experience that you had to go through the Cheesecake Factory. They should have never lied. They should have just been upfront and honest to begin with.
Yep.
Yes, they might have lost you as a customer, but at least they wouldn't have a reputation of lying to their customers.
They haven't lost because the fried mac and cheese balls are fantastic. But I want to shout out Shady Jew Mobster, one of our main slices from back in the day. He's an original. He DM'd me and said he knew which location I was talking about. And on multiple occasions, they have lied to him. And he called up corporate and got a $50 gift card.
So now Brody's going to do the same.
Today.
Yep,
I left him a message today to call me back. I need to speak to them.
Yeah, he's going to get a $100 gift card.
If Shady got 50, I'm getting 100.
Brody, I just wanted to say happy belated birthday. Ariel from upstate New York again.
We knew that.
And Scary, happy birthday. And congratulations on getting that golden microphone from Elvis.
Thank you.
You must be one special person in order to receive something like that. Slice for life.
There's only five now in the country. Elvis Duran, Ryan Seacrest, the deceased Rush Limbaugh had one. Danielle.
I wonder if you got Rush's.
Danielle.
Maybe Elvis bought it on eBay.
Maybe. And then I got the fifth.
Elvis got me golden mozzarella sticks one morning.
Hey, this is Maggie from Miami. Talking about 283, what is the little boy saying in the Eva Longoria commercial? Oh, yeah. He's saying that she's a thief because she steals money from people in the game.
You know, I know
because I play the game.
Oh, because you know, okay, that's why. Because then you can't hear.
Hi, it's Heather from Michigan, and the little boy is saying, "And she's a thief."
Yep.
I don't know how you guys figured it out.
Scary Brody, Brody Scary. Coming from the big show from last week, just want to wish Scary a very happy birthday.
Thank you.
What's your name? Where are you from?
You're so easygoing. Even though you're a bougie, it's okay. It's okay. We forgive you. I want to talk about the Cheesecake Factory. Yeah,
yes.
The waits are always incredibly long, no matter what they tell you. We once waited so long, we were waiting in the front area. It was so packed and crowded that someone actually passed out. Oops, I meant to say stretcher and everything. Ambulance had to be called. Anyway, Slice for Life from NYC. Take care.
All right. Thank you so much.
Nice. NYC's five boroughs, though. Which one do you think she's from? Manhattan?
Sounds like she's from, I'm going to say Staten Island.
No. I would say maybe Queens. Manhattan, then Queens.
Brody, Scary. This is Dylan from Colfax, Iowa. Nice. I was just listening to the 15-minute morning show and figured I should probably hop over here and say that Scary just took all of the credit for your guys' new segment for the Slices.
What?
Brody, you should listen to it.
I'm going to now.
All right, guys, keep it up.
Well, this Slice Time was my idea.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was. I mean, you named it. It was my idea to do a spinoff podcast.
You said we should do a spinoff podcast.
I said we should do a spinoff podcast where we take the entire segment.
No, you didn't.
You do know it.
No,
Brody,
you didn't.
Brody's lying. Brody is wrong.
I'll tell you exactly what happened.
Hold on. Let me tell you my version of the story.
And then I'll tell you the truth.
Whatever you want to say.
That's
but
whatever.
I said, this talkbacks feature is getting so long at the end of our main show, we could very easily pick it apart and put it on its own podcast. Now, you did come up with Slice Time.
Mm-mm, not what happened.
Okay, go ahead.
You called me and said Andrew from the morning show was bragging about how serial killers spun off Bowl Chat.
That's correct. And that
they now are able to do two different podcasts each week.
Yep.
And that we should consider spinning something off ourselves because every time they were doing serial killers, they started talking about stuff and it became a segment. They made it Bowl Chat.
Right.
Right. So I said, why don't we take the calls and make them their own thing? I said, and because we were like, maybe we should make a podcast of just the rants. And what would you call it? Rants in your pants. Remember we talked about that?
Revisionist history with David Brody.
And then I said, why don't we take all the calls?
Sure you did.
And then immediately I said, and we'll call it Slice Time.
Sure you did.
And give the slices a chance to shine. Because
you named it. No, you named it. You
absolutely
too many
calls and we can't fit them all in. So I said, why don't we just put them all on a podcast? And Scary went, I don't know. There's got to be something else. And I said, no,
bullshit.
Let's do the calls. I swear to God. And Scary goes, let's come up with something else.
Bullshit.
And I said, we'll call it Slice Time. I even have an idea for a jingle. And
Scary's like, oh, bullshit.
Let's take a day and think about it. And I said, why should we think about it? Let's give the slices their time. And he said,
wait,
let's think of something else.
That part is true. It was my idea and I put my own idea on hold. And Brody's like, no, let's just jump into motion and do it.
Nope. Nope.
And I think I came up with the White Lines tune for Slice Time.
No, you did not.
I think
no,
I did.
You did not.
You wrote the lyrics.
You did not. You didn't even know who sang that song. You thought it was Grandmaster Flash.
By the way, now you know how I feel. You're trying to steal my friggin' story of my idea.
It's not your story. You stole
okay,
my
then,
idea.
Okay, then I wrote the lyrics. You hear how crazy Brody's getting now? No, I didn't. It's my parody.
That's right. You're not taking my thing. You have something I'm sure that you're good at. I'll figure it out one of these days.
Wow.
What do you do? Tell me.
Slices. I wish we had it on tape. We don't. It was a phone call. But okay.
I was standing by my front door. I was looking at the mail on the ledge, and you said, we should spin off something. We've got to come up with a second podcast. I said, why don't we take the phone calls at the end, since it's already on the end, and we don't get to all of them. We'll make it a segment.
Yeah.
He's like,
you said
you
that, right?
We should do that?
It was all you, like, right? You said that?
Yes, and I said, we'll call it Slice Time. And you said, it's got to be something else. I said, we already have a name for it, Scary. That's what we're doing. And he said, I don't know, let's put our minds together, come up with something else. I need other ideas. Yes or no, did you not want to do Slice Time? He told me, I'm not sure about the name, the idea.
I gotta go. I'm gonna choke. I gotta go.
Come on, hit the next
hey,
one.
Scary and Brody, Brody and Scary. This is Kim from upstate New York. Just wanted to let you know that Eva Longoria commercial, the little boy is saying, and she is a thief.
Thank you again.
I got to hear that.
On closed captioning to get that part.
Oh, closed captioning.
Guys, thanks.
There it is.
Hey, Brooklyn Boys, you brought home with this. And so is Brody and Scary.
Yep.
So last week or 2 weeks ago, Monday afternoon, sit down, record my talkbacks, realize it's 6:45, 6:50.
Too late.
And listen to the episode. Obviously, none of my talkbacks made it in. My guy, you gotta let me know. I tell you on Twitter. I tell you on Instagram. Let me know when you're recording the podcast so I can record my lines and everyone's happy. My guy.
Uh-oh, this is the first of five in a row by
Hold on, let me interrupt for a moment. I just checked. Let me just check again. Let me check again. Yeah, we don't work for you, Juan Valdez. we don't clear the... We don't even know when we're recording half the time.
We don't.
Tonight's scary. He's like, what do you think about 7 o'clock? I'm like, sure. He's like, guys, 7:30. It turned into like 8:15 by the time we sat down.
I had to eat my fish. I had fish. I had black bass in the oven.
Whoa, did you my man the fish?
Yes, I did. How'd you guess?
Hey, my fish. What's up, my fish?
My guy. I'm pulling sound clips. Sound bites from different movies. From different eras. And you're here not playing my stuff back. I'm dying, Smalls. I'm dying.
Well, guess what? No, it's called You're Killing Me, Smalls is the line. You're killing me, Smalls. And second of all, you've now got a double feature at the bookends of this same of this podcast. So by not being on last week, you're at the beginning and here you are at the end because it looks like you've got the last three coming up all in a row. Here we go.
Hey, Brooklyn Boys, you're home on this. And it's always Brody and Scary. So by now, we all know Scotty B and Andrew have been nominated for their food podcast, which is Serial Killers.
Yep.
I'm calling in all the slices to show love
a commercial
on the social media, on both Instagram and Twitter. Hashtag iHeartPodcastAwards. Please show some love to our boys, Serial Killers, for the win.
So Scotty and Andrew, they were nominated for Best Food Podcast. The only problem is it is not a votable category. That one's chosen.
Yeah, that part sucks.
It does suck. It's chosen by that one's chosen by the judges. In fact, most of them are. So
when we were nominated in the first year, it was all by
all vote.
Listener voting.
Yeah. Wow. So yeah, so unfortunately, you're not going to be able to
came in second.
You're not going to be able to vote on it. So it's but yeah, show love, of course. We love the fact that they were nominated.
We were nominated in the best comedy podcast category in 2019, and we lost out. Do you remember who we lost out to?
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan, who went on to get a $100 million deal with Spotify.
Yeah.
We came in second. We didn't get that kind of deal from iHeart.
No, we only got 10
Just
million.
A little bit less.
10 million.
10 million, a little bit less.
Hey, Brooklyn Boys, you behold on this. Oh. And it's always Bernie and Scary. So Scary Jones, you slipped in your Dr. Skinny jeans. You slipped in. You didn't slip it in. You say you were going to the gym. They were doing these things. It's not a normal gym.
Oh, boy.
And then we found out it's sponsored. My guy, are you even real? Do you do anything that's not sponsored, my guy? Please let me know. Am I the 40th caller? Do I get a doorbell camera, my guy?
Please go.
Hey, Brooklyn Boys, you're behind my desk.
Well, before you can do the last one. Yeah. And guess what? If you got paid to work out, you would fucking gladly accept that money. Yeah, that's true. I'm getting paid. How much is personal trainers are expensive? I'm getting money's coming in the reverse direction. I'm lucky. What can I say? I'm very fortunate.
That yelling segment was brought to you by Verizon. Verizon, I can hear you yelling.
All right, this is the last one. And it's a Juan Valdez special.
Hey, bring it home. Juan Valdez. And it's always Bernie Scary. Hey, oh, Brody, this is how your rant should have ended. My guy, a half hour and an hour and a half are two different things. You keep telling people it's going to be a half hour when you really mean it's an hour and a half. I don't know what kind of stupid you are, but my guy, it's not the same thing. 45-minute difference, my guy.
There you
actually, it's an hour difference.
It is an hour difference. Yeah, all right.
My guy.
All right. Very nice.
Slices, thanks for another great slice time.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
Scary's going to bring home the jingles.
And make sure you spread the word about Slice Time. And that's about it. That's all I got for you.
Spread the love.
Yeah,
even if they don't listen to the Elvis Duran Show or the Brooklyn Boys. They can listen to Slice Time and figure out what we're talking about.
Episode 284 of the Brooklyn Boys podcast will be later this week.
Yes, it should be.
Well,
then you can leave talkbacks for that one.
Yes, you can. Please. Thank you.
Brooklyn Boys.
Jingle number two. Podcast. This one doesn't have one. Ironically, he was all over the podcast.
Getting sliced reactions. Oh, who's wrong, who's right? This podcast all depends on you. Talkbacks are a phenomenon. Baby. Tell all the things you could be on. It's slice time. Free
dessert. Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? But don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.